This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This shares my conversation with Fresh Start Market co-owner Barney Corso. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about how Bonnie and her husband Mark have spent many years developing the market, which will open in the near future here in Franklin. They'll be located in the Liquor World Plaza, in the space where the Shiva Market had been. We talk about the timeline, how they came to bring this market to a reality, how they used the market study developed by the MAPC for Franklin to confirm there was indeed an opportunity here. By way of disclosure, we also talk about that I did purchase a brick for their wall to help share Franklin Matters with their visitors to the market. I did also contribute as an investor in their venture. We talk about this and how they will be part of the community and bring in a farm-to-table approach to grab-and-go meals. And while I do believe in what they are doing, the radio program is part of my overall effort to share newsworthy goodness in Franklin. This happens to be a very good example of the stories I think are newsworthy. Our conversation runs around 35 minutes, so let's listen in. So Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM and on the local Franklin area dial at 102.9. Today, we have a good session with Bonnie Corso of Fresh Start Market. Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you, Stephen. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for taking some time because clearly, I've seen, at least over the last couple of years as part of my Franklin radar, you've been doing a bunch of things in this kind of fresh food, organic food. You had a market stall, I think, at the Boston Farmers Market for a time. And now you're coming into a storefront here in Franklin. So it's been developing for some time. What was the impetus? Where were you coming from to do this?
Well, about 12 years ago, we had an awakening, if you will, as far as the way we eat and healthy foods. We had the traditional sad diet, and we had an event in our lives that had us looking at healthy alternatives. And you know, we started putting things out on Facebook saying, you know, we're looking at clean eating. And a friend of mine pointed me in a direction and he's like, you need to go look at this. So I did. And I was like, wow, you know, clean eating shouldn't be something that we think about. It should just automatically be what we do. And we started analyzing ingredients on packages and learning what most of those ingredients we couldn't pronounce were. Yeah. And we said, you know what, we're done eating this stuff. You know, I know my kids like their cookies and their chips, but they weren't helping us get healthy. So we started going around to area farmers markets. At the time, we were looking to open another restaurant. We had opened one almost 20 years ago now, and we're looking to get back in. And we were going to do a farm to table. And we started speaking with people at farmers markets, asking them why they made their products, what their ingredients were, what got them motivated, and we were going to use those products in the restaurant. Unfortunately, things didn't work out for the location that we wanted, and my husband's job, unfortunately, he was laid off at that time, so I looked at him and said, you know what, get your customer list. Let's try to sell these products for the people in the farmers markets into the grocery stores that you represented or worked with. So we became distributors overnight, and it got to a point within 6 months that we couldn't go to a farmer's market anywhere in New England without somebody recognizing us and asking us to carry their products. After about another 3 months, we realized we have enough products that we could easily fill a store, and they're all local New England products. They're all healthy products. We knew everybody who was producing them personally. And we had looked at Boston Public Market. We actually ended up declining our lease. We decided it wasn't fair for us to compete against other market vendors because we didn't make anything. We were just selling value-added products.
Oh, right, and, right.
And we had accounts in Boston that we were selling to, and it wasn't fair competition. So we said, you know what, we appreciate the opportunity, but we're going to decline and we're going to look local. And the location that we're going in at 365 West Central was available at the time. It wasn't quite a good fit for us for alternate reasons. And we said, you know what? We'll still work. We'll work towards getting the store. It just isn't a good time for this right at the moment. We started again looking this past March. I was working for a very large food distributor and I could see that there was a definite break in the food chain.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Now it's time. Let's go looking. So Mark and I started driving around Franklin and noticed that the location was available again. And we said, you know what? This is the universe telling us it's time.
Reading the tea leaves, so to speak. Yes.
Yeah. We were very excited. It was one of those mornings where it was like, call the number right now. We need to get in here.
Yeah. I think to picking up and to replay. So you've been doing this. You started many, many years ago, 12 years ago, I think you said. You spun after some changes to doing distribution, explored kind of the market in Boston, but that wasn't a good fit and continued to look locally. And then the spot that you had in the twinkle in your eye became available. So yeah, fortuitous for sure.
Absolutely.
And leveraging at least the distribution network that you've already built from the various markets that you've already been to, knowing the local farmers, the local producers. That's where now this store, Fresh Start Market, this will be the your place, your showcase for their products effectively, right?
Exactly. We're working right now. In the last 5 years, I've accumulated approximately 2-3-ring, 3-inch binders of products from local artists and local farms and local producers that I knew I wanted to bring into the store. And now we're rounding back again, contacting them, letting them know we have our spot. We're going to start bringing in products. Very excited to see the new products that people have been creating. We're working with several commercial kitchens throughout New England so that it's almost like a central location to bring everyone together. We're working with a few of the bigger companies that you would see in a traditional grocery store like Cabot and Polar Beverage, only because they still fit in with what we're looking for. They're still family owned for the most part, or like in Cabot's case, it's a co-op.
Right.
They didn't sell out to a big corporation. They have products that people recognize for brand. So coming into our store, you'll see brand names that you recognize and that you know and trust already, alongside the brands that are new and up and coming, brands that are just have been in some markets for a little while and are starting to gain traction themselves. And just overall, you know, it's not just all new products. There's family products that have been generations already available. So we are working with those companies to get products into our store. We have people dropping by saying, hey, I heard you're opening up in town. I have a product here that I make. It's healthy. It's clean ingredients. Could you carry it? And we're looking at every single product and saying, yes, absolutely. You know, you're doing what we're doing. You're bringing in smaller companies trying to get their name out there. So if anyone knows any products in that along those lines, that absolutely welcome to recommend them to us.
Yeah, that sounds good. So you'll be truly a marketplace for a variety of, again, green, healthy, organic, et cetera, products across the spectrum. And can some of the products clearly may have been years out there, but they just haven't necessarily been on this store shelf for sure, because you're just bringing it open and you're going to give them the exposure, and hopefully that will help them and then help you, of course.
And the good thing that we like about being able to know everybody personally and know their products and how their expected uses, we have a full commercial kitchen in the store, so we'll be able to make sandwiches, we'll be able to make prepared foods and hot meals and grab and go items. Not only will we be able to do that, but we'll be able to use the products that we're selling. So if Mark's making some kind of roasted chicken, he'll be able to use the seasonings from one of our companies and we'll be able to advertise. So if you come in and you don't want to buy something that we've already prepared, but you want to make it for your own family, you'll have everything you need within the store to grab a fresh chicken, grab the seasonings, and then you can go home and make it for your own family. So that's one thing that we're really excited about, is being able to cook with the products that we sell. It only helps increase exposure for those products. It gives the people a chance to try those products that they normally wouldn't. And just overall, it's a synergy between helping, you know, get food out into our community and helping our producers get their product into people's mouths and trying it.
So another way of phrasing it would be the kind of a takeout option for farm to table.
Exactly.
Lots of opportunities there.
Yeah.
So I think because of, obviously, we've connected through a variety of the social channels, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. You are heavily into the build out, doing some painting, getting shelving. So things are coming really together to open soon.
They are. We when we took over the spot, it was basically mostly an empty box. We were lucky to have a lot of equipment ourselves over the last few years that we knew we wanted to do a store. So we started collecting restaurant type equipment. We still had some left over from our restaurant when we owned it, and just reaching out to the community, because initially we weren't sure what direction we were going to go in. A lot of the businesses in the area were still open and serving. So we started asking the community if they had anything that we could use, whether it be a desk, anything that would cut down on our expense so that we could focus on the food end of it. With all of the restaurant closings, we were able to pick up pretty much everything that we needed for equipment, including some really unique items that I'm really excited about that we're going to have, which includes our lobster tank, which I've put out on Facebook a few times. We've been very, very blessed that when we go to pick up a piece of equipment, you know, we get to talk into the person, and a lot of our pickups turned into sales. You know, these people are making their own products. We have one woman down in Rhode Island who does organic laundry detergents, and we were picking up a bakery rack from her, and it just, you know, it worked out really well that it's like, oh, you make this? This is great. You know, we'd love to have you in our store. And we've had several of those encounters. And as far as the inside of the store goes, we have got pretty much all the painting done. Now we're doing the detail work. We have Peter Willis in town, who's an incredible photographer. He's putting a lot of his pictures up on our walls, so it works out that we'll sell his products for him. Okay. And we get our walls decorated, so we're really excited about that. He sent over some really cool farm pictures the other day for us to put up. But we're working towards the store not just being my design, but a community design. So people have donated pictures of town that we're hanging on the walls. You know, we want to have people walk in and say, wow, you know, I contributed to this store. So that's a huge plus for us. Same thing, our brick wall is going up with everyone's sponsors on it. And that's really exciting to us because it's bringing everyone together to say that this is our town store. It's not just Bonnie and Mark Corso's store, it's Franklin's store.
Yeah, and by way of disclosure, as well as thank you for the opportunity, I did purchase a brick. I thought that was a prime spot to help share the Franklin Matters name so that people, as they do come in from around and say, oh, what else is going on in Franklin? They go to Franklin Matters and get their news. So,
and we will have community bulletin boards up in the store that people can, you know, post bills that they have an event coming up, or they can leave business cards for others to use. You know, we really want to give back to have people, you know, find each other within the community. It's like, I'm always on Facebook asking for recommendations, whether it be for an electrician, and people have come forward saying, here, I recommend this person. We want to give the town an opportunity to find each other. And I know with the Shop Franklin page, that has been extremely helpful.
Yes. It's very much philosophically aligned from what I understand with what you're doing and what Sarah and others on that page have been doing. So, yeah, there's great synergy there. And I'll have to at least, clearly, it's part of my walking path to go in around there. Certainly, I go to the sculpture park regularly, so I can always stop by and check out the community bulletin board, because one of the things I do, if folks are not aware listening, as I think you are, is I have the digital version of the community calendar. So mm-hmm. we'll be able to collaborate with them so that they can post it there, but then send me the link so I can share it digitally and everybody else can find out about what's going on too. So
that would be great.
And for this, by way of disclosure, as well as enticing others potentially to look at and considering, you're raising some financial capital through an interesting fundraising crowdsourcing type aspect as well,
yep.
Which, since it fit within the realm of where I felt comfortable, I've thrown a few dollars in there as well. Do you want to expand on that a little bit? Because I believe that fundraising is still open for a time.
Yep, we have the Brick campaign going, which has been doing really well. That can be done through Venmo and our email. The other thing we're really excited about is we're accepting investors right now through MainBest. And MainBest is another local Massachusetts company. They're out of Salem. They allowed us to give people a sense that not only are we accepting investors, but you're going through a very safe and secure website that handles everything for you. So we worked with them quite closely to get our campaign running. Right now, until the first $25,000 is met, you're able to get a 1.6 return. Again, not guaranteed. It is an investment. There are risks, but we're hopeful that we will be able to raise what we need to finish getting our store in order. So that's one thing we're really excited about. And it's not just New England people, it's open up to the whole country. We've seen investors from all over. And I mean, every time we get a new investor, it's very exciting for us. It's like people believe in us, they believe in what we're doing, they want to help, and they want to be able to help themselves as well. So it's working out really well for us. So we will be adding more on that as we go. It's only been live, I think, for 3 weeks now. But yeah. We're already starting to get some good investors in there, and we thank you for investing.
Welcome. This is in the sweet spot, and so it segues us into another topic I wanted to talk about, because one of the other ways we've connected, I know you participated in the Economic Development Committee, one of their early sessions where after the market study had been released. And that's one piece that in your development, I think you alluded to it earlier, you started going around in March. The market study, I think, had just been published, and that helped lay the grounds, saying, hey, look at there's some opportunity here with some real numbers.
Exactly. I think you were the one that posted the market study, and I immediately downloaded it and read through it. And I was really excited to see that the town was very supportive of shopping local, which we knew. I remember reading highlights of it to Mark saying, look, you know, the town is ready for a market like ours. People in town have known we've been trying to do this. So you've got this market study that's laying everything out that, you know, people have their shopping comfort areas and they want to support more local. They want to be able to have it in Franklin and not go to an outside town. They want to keep their money local. And all this came through in the market study. And that was pretty much our deciding factor that yes, we need to move forward with the store. We need to take it from concept to reality. And just having that is a huge plus for us because it gives us something that we can show our investors, that we can show our supporters and our suppliers that, hey, you know, the town is very supportive of local. They want our type of store in the area. And it's expected to do well. We're expected to do well just because of everything we read in that analysis. It was a huge plus for us to have, and we're grateful that the town did do that.
Yeah, I think that's a good reinforcement, clearly. Yeah, anything the Economic Development Subcommittee can do, I've been recording their meetings because they're not generally recorded. And sharing them, and certainly the artifacts like the market study. They're also in a series of listening sessions. So I've been sharing those, making sure people are aware of what's going on. Because clearly Franklin matters, no pun intended. And absolutely, we at least have a chance, and you're executing on that, to determine our future. And the rest of the purpose of the market study and the rest of the listening sessions are to help the town and the community start determining what else is going to need to be done. Clearly, especially in the pandemic, there's a number of stores and other retail places, other businesses that are potentially going to close if they haven't already. What will the new normal, what will the future look like? We at least get a chance to help determine what's desirable. And some of that is reinforced with, in your case, the specific market to study numbers saying, yes, there is opportunity for this fresh, organic, green, et cetera, produce to be available. There are other opportunities outlined in that market study as well. So it's a really good piece, and it's not to say that your opening is going to be guaranteed, but the execution, you know, you're in the right spot. Now you just have to execute. And based on what I've seen of you, it sounds like you will, and I'm here to help.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that. Yeah, we're excited to be opening. I know it's taken us a little longer than we expected, but we want people to walk in and feel comfortable shopping in the store. We want people to come in and say, you know what, this is my new local grocery store. We're doing everything we can to compete with the big box chains right now. But for us, you know, we're in a very highly trafficked, visible plaza that we're excited about. Our neighbors in the neighboring stores have been incredibly helpful. I gotta say, I know Mark at first was a little skeptical about just opening any kind of business in the middle of a pandemic, but once I read the market study to him, and I was working for a food distributor up until about a month ago when I left to focus on the store, you know, there was clear breaks in the food supply chain. I could see going into grocery stores that they were out of many of our regular products and trying to fill the gap. But they were filling the gap with foods that we wouldn't have normally eaten. Right. So I started calling local farms and I said, you know, we're looking to do this store in Franklin. We've got a great location. What would we be able to do to get from you? And every farm I talked to said, you know what, we believe this is the way the market is going. We love what you're doing. If we don't have a particular product for you right now, we will raise it for you. So we have several farms that are specifically raising livestock for us, which is huge, because commercial livestock, you know, we don't know where the market is going with that. At least this way, you know, we've literally gone to the farms and met the products that we're carrying. I'm trying to put that nicely, but we want to be able to compete with a big box chain. So we will have a full deli, a full bakery, a full butcher shop, full grocery, with the exception of products that you wouldn't normally find in New England, like citrus and avocados.
Right.
But if one of our producers works with those foods and cooks with it, then hey, it's still produced in New England. Let's bring it in. But we're looking at all the businesses in town, and we're sad to see certain ones go, and we're excited to see new ones coming in, because I mean, our plaza, when we came in there in July, there were 5 vacancies. Now they're only down to 2. So we're seeing Franklin House of Pizza has a new owner. We're really excited to see them going in. Costello Real Estate took over a spot. So even though there was a downward spiral for a little bit, we're starting to see new businesses reopen in town. And we're excited that, you know, the town, while it was hit a little bit, it didn't let it get to them, that they're actually new blood is coming in, and we're excited to see where everyone goes. We're also extremely grateful for people who were on the out to donate to us. You know, we had Betsy from, I believe it was Franklin Yoga, gave us a incredible display rack and a few other things that we absolutely will be using in the store. So it, you know, we're very grateful that people have reached out and said, hey, I have this, can you use it? Absolutely, we'd love to, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. And I know you mentioned the address earlier, but for those who may not recognize the address, I think that's what, the Horace Mann Plaza. the major spot at the intersection of 140 and Beaver Street.
It's actually, I believe the actual name of the plaza is Liquor World Plaza. At least that's what it says on our
major sign. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the old Siva Market location, which was prior to that, the Mead House. And prior to that, I believe it was Hollywood Video. It was Hollywood Video when we moved here 22 years ago.
Things have changed over time for sure.
Yeah. It's an incredible space. It's perfect for what we're doing. We were fortunate that when we came into the building, there was some equipment left behind by the former tenant that we're able to use. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We walk around and as we're setting the space, it just, you know, Mark's amazed. He walks around and he's like, wow, we're looking like a real store. And I kind of laugh. We are a real store, dear. It's like we have a lot of our cases in place. We have our point of sale system is here. I need to take a day and set that up. And, you know, we've got all of the key elements that you would expect to find in a grocery store. We have covered, we have the good part of looking for investors for us is so that we can get some of the unique equipment items that you wouldn't find in a traditional grocery store. There's a chocolate case that I've been eyeing that'll allow us to do healthy versions of junk food, if you will. I do like my chocolate and I would like to be able to have, you know, chocolate has a lot of good health benefits, but once you start adding everything else to it, it kind of declines from there. So
I think in one of the recent posts on Instagram, you had just gotten the little trays that would help make the hot chocolate bombs that are all the rage these days, it seems.
These are the things that excite me. It's like, I want to be able to have a healthy version of that. And I have a few people that reach out and said, I'll test them. It's like, okay. So we tested one the other night, and one of the benefits of pure, real chocolate and chocolate liqueur and cacao powder is the caffeine.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I was like, okay, so we need to rethink having a glass of hot chocolate at 9 o'clock at night. So at 3 in the morning, I'm not up doing business work.
Maybe paired with something more of a breakfast type as opposed to an evening. Yeah.
But it's like, we've got, you know, we want to be able to, once COVID restrictions are lifted, we want to be able to have an area where you can come in and grind your own coffee, where you can pour off your own kombucha. We're setting the space to allow for that for future use. We won't be doing it now. Everything right now will be individually wrapped. It'll be safe, you know, prepackaged. I've seen in the last year is a huge comfort for people that don't want to stand in line at a deli, that don't want to have unpackaged prepared foods ready for them. They want everything safe and secure, and we're adhering to that. We're working with a company that will allow us to sanitize the store using a plant-based material so that, you know, you're coming into the store, we're making sure that people are comfortable shopping there, that everything will follow COVID guidelines. You know, we want to be able to do a grand opening, but it'll be done in a rollout. So, you know, we won't have 300 people show up trying to get in. We'll be able to have maybe 25 to 50 people in waves coming in just so that they can see the market, get what they need, and still keep the social distancing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I wish you the best. And certainly I'll be through the door a few times to get some additional pictures and share.
Absolutely.
I'll be able to share obviously what you've put out on Instagram and Facebook, etc. And we'll certainly close, at least in terms of, we'll make sure that the show notes and the ultimate post have contact info for you for the location, so people can know where it is and find it, because I think once they get there, they'll be coming back.
Absolutely. We're hoping, you know, we're trying to learn everybody's names. When we had our restaurant, it was almost comical that Friday nights, you know, we would see the same families, the same customers coming in. We got to know them very well. You know, we knew what their eating habits were. You know, we had certain people with dietary restrictions. And even though we were primarily a pizza and sub shop, we knew that a certain individual coming in was on the Atkins diet. So we would make food specifically for him using what we had. And, you know, it was kind of nice Friday nights that we knew who we would expect to see, people coming in. You know, Mark and I work really great together alongside each other, and people would come in just to watch us work together. And I'm looking forward to that again with him. And we were sad to leave, but we had just had child number four, and it was overwhelming to have four children be an hour away from family, opening a restaurant. And now first three are older, we're able to do this. Child number four is actually going to be working alongside us as well. And it's definitely a family business. We want to get to know the town. We want to get to know the people. So when you walk in the door, I know what you're looking for in terms of how you eat. So I can kind of tailor our store offerings to our customers. And we've been asked by several people if we would have vegan and vegetarian and gluten-free items. And absolutely, we will be having all of those. We're just excited to get to know people. It was sad when we closed our restaurant, because we knew so many people down in that area that we knew if we did something in our area where people already know us, you know, it'll be a lot more welcoming for us, because, you know, I could say, hey, Stephen, how's your day? You know, I've got this. You want to try it? Those are the kind of relationships mm-hmm. that we're looking to build right. with the town.
So. Yeah. Picking up what we said earlier in terms of the farm to table, grab and go, at a place where people know your name.
Yeah. There should be a song written for that.
somebody creative will pull up the ditty and do a local tune for sure. Well, thank you for taking.
My creative talents are lacking. I'm sorry. I was going to say my creative talents are a little behind these days. Hey. I used to be the one that would design everything. My focus right now is once the store is open, I'm the first one to say, I do not want to be the store manager. I am the owner. I want to be able to create food. I want to be able to get to know everybody. I want to be able to focus more on the creative aspect and the food and the getting to know the suppliers and our customers mm-hmm. and have a manager come in. And we are hiring, so if anyone is looking, someone to come in and just do the daily activities to make sure the employees are doing what I expect of them, and you know, so that Mark can focus on the meat end of it and the production end of everything, and I can focus on the grocery end of it. So we're definitely hiring. If anyone's interested, you can stop by or send us an email with your resume. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. Good opportunity. And I applaud you for recognizing within your realm, you know what you can do and you know your limitations, and you'll be able to adjust and find the right person to come in so that they can help you adjust accordingly. That's kudos to you for doing that. Absolutely. Well, I think this has been a good learning thing for me as well. Hopefully those listening will be able to say, oh, I need to stop by Fresh Start Market. Excuse me. I got to get the name right too.
There is a Fresh Market. They are a national chain. We have to separate ourselves from that.
Absolutely.
I know Mark's been telling people that stop by that to think Whole Foods, but smaller. And everything is 100% locally sourced throughout New England, and a few products from New York, because I feel very strongly about those products. But yeah, we want to be able to compete with the local area markets. I believe there are 8 big box chains within a 5 to 15 minute drive of us. So we have a lot of competition to overcome. And, you know, I don't want to take away from other stores in town, but I do want us to be successful. So.
Yeah, and I think you've hit that niche spot where you won't be, while you're competing, you won't be directly competing in many ways. So that I think is a good sign for your future success. And hopefully people will listen, find out more info, and stop by.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to meet everyone.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking time. I'm sure you've got a few other things to do to get the store ready. So,
oh, we do. Yes. You know, we're getting to know members of the town council, I guess you could say, and trying to work very closely with them so that we know what we need and get our permits in order. And it's a little slower than I'd expected, but you know, we've opened a restaurant in the past. We had 2 weeks to open it. this is a much, much larger undertaking. There are permits that, you know, we're finding out we need that we didn't need for a restaurant.
Yeah, more moving parts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the moving parts that are like, oh, okay, you know, you find out something, you go take care of it, and then you come back, you find out you need something else, you go take care of it, and you come back.
Right.
Unfortunately, with COVID, it's taking a lot longer than we had expected, but, you know, there's a lot more guidelines we need to adhere to and follow, so we're making sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's.
It is definitely a challenging time for sure, but hopefully a good time for you and Fresh Start Market, so... Thank you for spending time today, and we'll share it out, and hopefully people will find out more and be able to utilize that.
Sounds great. Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.